Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/ and Matter Butthole, mixed with some relationships and updates and all that good stuff. You know how it is, and let's crack on with today's first stories. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from Am I the Arsehole Medbro Stay, who says, "Am I the arsehole for kicking my brother out of my husband's birthday party and telling him to return to his precious operating room? My family, including me, are all MDs. My dad is a retired ER physician. He is 67. My mum is still working ENT surgeon. She is 66. My brother is a cardiothoracic surgeon, 37. And I am an algologist, 39 male. All of my family sees our job as our only motive on life. Don't get me wrong, I love my job and I really love what I have accomplished, but I have other hobbies and a life outside the hospital. My brother doesn't. He never got married because he thought ladies were interfering with his purpose. And I was seen as the lazy one in the family when I would go to vacations at mid-breaks. My brother would go to our parents' house and study 24/7 at mid-breaks. Luckily, I had sane professors at medical school who had a work-life balance, contrast to my family, and showed me that what they were doing was harmful in the long term. I got married at my residency to my husband, 48 male, who is a psychiatrist, and we currently have a really good work-life balance. We take our time off easily and we don't burn out. It also helps that we operate our own private clinic together, so we are our own bosses. I don't see my brother very much, and I will be honest, he turned into one of the most narcissistic surgeons I've ever met. He only talks about himself, what he accomplished, and how he was a very good surgeon. That is his whole personality. I never saw him talk about another person if it's not a family person or someone he wants to bury in the ground. I also know the clinic he works, and people do not like him either. Last weekend was my husband's birthday, and we invited both of our extended families to our house. Well, when my brother got into the house, everything started to go down. At first, he stood at the front of the door for 10 minutes because no one cheered his name. Then he said he wants something strong because he is a cardiothoracic surgeon. And day before of the party, he had a 7-hour case that he started to talk about his OR, assume operating room, memories and saying it needed the dedication, but lazy OP does not waste any time to go on vacation. It started to crack on my nerves, but husband asked me to cool down, but after 2 hours I lost it when my brother said, "Of course I am your superior. You chose to sit in the clinic. I am always at the operating theatre, feeling the pure life in my hands." I started to scream. I really unloaded all of the stuff I feel and kicked him out of my house and said, "Maybe you can stick your butt in your operating room forever and never bother me again while I work in my lazy seat." My parents got furious. We had a fight and they left my house. Am I the asshole? Was it just me in that one that said that sentence that says I'm always at the operating room feeling the pure life in my hands? I don't know why that sentence scares me so much. I know it could be considered true in some circumstances, but it's scary. I find that worrying that someone stood there, you know, with this in their mind. I am in control of this person's life. Maybe they're not like that in the operating room, but hey. And he even said to you right there and then that he feels superior to you. So yeah, why would you want someone in your house that's making you feel that way? You had every right to say what you said to him when he was the one who started this bullshit in the first place. But as always, we're going to cover some comments, some replies to those comments, and then go on to the update as well. So Harles Bronson says, not the arsehole, and quotes, of course I am your superior. You chose to sit in a clinic. I am always at the operating theatre, feeling the pure life in my hands. And then goes on to say, dude has a god complex. He may be a very skilled surgeon, but I hope all his patients are unconscious and don't have to be subjected to his personality. This martyr complex towards their profession your family has is very unhealthy and dangerous, because who the heck wants a doctor who is burnt out from working 24/7? I'll take the one who just got back from an extended vacation and is feeling well rested, thanks. OP replies to that saying, I'm not gonna lie, he is very skilled and always jumps to the most complex cases in the area. The weird thing is, at hospital, he makes a 180 turn. I observed him while I was working as a neurologist before I did my fellowship on algology. Excuse me if these pronunciations are bad. He is very kind and caring for his patients. My family thinks we are superior to normal humans, and we should be treated as royals because we are doctors, and we are taking the responsibility of a human life first. Red Cathy says, not the arsehole, he sounds like a true charmer. Not. Well done for lasting as long as you did before giving him both barrels. OP replies saying, if it wasn't my husband's birthday, I would have kicked his ass at the minute he showed up. Him and my husband have a good relationship, surprisingly. Bells on her toe says, not the arsehole for kicking him out. Just because he's super important doesn't mean he can't use his manners. You probably could have handled it better, but I'm not sure what else would have gotten through to him. Spicy says, not the arsehole, not everything is about him. So what if he's a surgeon? My mother has two doctorates and she's a successful woman, yet she doesn't go places bragging about it unless she asked about her degree, work life, etc. Sounds like someone needs a reality check. Sip says, I'm a nurse and I hate your brother from here. Not the arsehole. To which Opie replies saying, all of the nurses encounter him, hates him. So I'm not surprised. All of us are still shocked to the fact that he prefers pediatric cases. He is very good with the kids, maybe the only age group he is good with. Freya says, how many cardiothoracic surgeons does it take to change a light bulb? Just one. He holds a light bulb and the world revolves around him. CT surgeon equals narcissist with few exceptions. I'm an anesthesiologist and I have worked with them. The experience was bad enough that I decided early in my career to avoid CT cases. Let it go. You have a family and a good work-life balance. He can die alone in the pile of money he's made. Truly great people don't have to tell you that they are great. He must be insecure at heart. If you have to interact in the future, Grey Rock is ass, not the arsehole. Oh, I haven't heard Grey Rock in a while. OP replies saying, honestly, the most CT surgeons I know, except my brother and professor, who was a huge dick in med school, are really good people. Sure, they are proud of their work, but I never saw this kind of ego in them except these two. I also started anesthesiologist in my career, then I transferred to neurology at my 6th month because I hated OR. And my first OR was cardiothoracic, actually. I loved the CT team I worked and I still see some of them occasionally for a night out. Luckily my brother doesn't have that much of a social circle, so he basically knows nothing about my life and I only have to see him 2-3 times a year. I have Grey Rocked in without knowing I am Grey Rocking for these whole years. Now, let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, update. I had some really good suggestions on how to pull the boundaries and also talk with my parents about it, but I would like to say thank you to other MD who PN'd me and said how I should act in this situation, who also comes from a family of doctors. I had a stern talk with my parents, not as their kid, but as their colleague and their equivalent in the profession. I addressed my concern in his behaviour in the hospital. They were pretty horrified when they discovered how he was acting in the hospital. Me and my brother are working in the same hospital group. Mum is working at the other end of the city, and how unprofessional he was. Although my mum has a bit of a surgeon ego, I never saw or heard her acting to her team in this kind of bossy. And my dad was one of the best ER doctors that I have ever heard. Although they weren't very good parents, they are really good doctors and professional examples in the community. My brother had a serious lecture from them, but it all turned for the worse because they started to favour me on him in an instant. While this was happening, me and my husband started to recognise a pattern. My parents' favouritism really messed us up. I had to cut in the middle and had to say, They were ashamed, but due to them being smart and my husband explaining the scheme, they got their wrongdoings, but it was too little, too late. I decided to cut my parents off, other than professional matters, and my brother also decided to do the same. Although my parents did not like it, they understood the reasoning and said good luck with our lives. My brother publicly apologized to his team for being a dick all of the time last morning, and asked them to warn him when he is being a shithead. He also started to attend counseling, which I will also be a guest time to time, and he just had his first two sessions. I apologized to my husband for losing my control and not acting like a sane guy in the party, even though he said it wasn't necessary, but it made me feel better about myself. So that's it. Thank you everyone. Also thank you to MDs who PM'd me and helped me to pave a way. Your friendly pain management doctor signs out. Also, to the user who said, I am a pain dude, I put this on my CV, so thanks for the inspiration. And there was some confusion in the favoritism comment in that update, and people were questioning, you know, who was the favorite in it, etc, etc. And Helen Gon said, I think it's that the parents were using egregious favoritism to manipulate and control their children by playing them off against each other. And that evidence piled up, and this was very deliberate and planned out on their part. An OP replied to that saying exactly this. They weren't regretful of anything, although they said they understand how much this hurts us. They said, well, it worked. You are both successful now. Which I just find incredibly sad. I mean, at what cost? You've lost your children. They've got no contact with you. And I don't know if it was just the way the story was written, but the second last paragraph where it said, you know, I decided to cut my parents off other than professional matters, and brother also decided to do the same, and the parents understood the reasoning and just said, good luck with your lives, and it just felt very, very blasé, like, oh, okay, then, you know, I got you to where you are, but, oh, well, we'll move on, I won't be your parents anymore kind of thing. It's like, it just felt very, like, flat, if you get what I mean. No apologies for playing them off against each other or anything like that. Just, no, we got you to where you are, so that's all we wanted to achieve. Job done sort of thing. Bloody hell. But what do you guys make of this situation? I'm glad that the brothers also get in therapy for it as well. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from the Florida Vampire, who says, am I the arsehole for not accommodating my friend who recently had a baby? My friend recently had a baby. We're in our mid-20s, so we're still very much the type to go out and have fun at bars, parties, nightclubs, travel to new places, you name it. But she got pregnant last year and had a baby, so we haven't been able to do much of that for obvious reasons. I've always supported her, even planned her a baby shower for her, and got her home ready for when she came back with her newborn. But recently, she came to me ass backwards and went off on me because I apparently do not accommodate her and her child. She went on to say she was upset because I'm always doing stuff without knowing she has a baby. She brought up the fact that after her baby shower, a few of us went out to a local bar we always go to, and she couldn't because she was very pregnant and they smoke inside that bar. I asked her what the issue was because I'd spent the entire day making sure she didn't lift a finger for her baby shower, and my friends wanted to treat me to some drinks after all the hard work I did. It was after we'd cleaned up for her baby shower, and she was even complaining about how tired she was. She then said that I always want to go out to places that aren't child-friendly, and that wasn't fair to her, because she deserves to hang out with her friends too. But she actually does hang out with us all the time. Every few weeks, our friend group does a barbecue where she can bring the baby around us and hang out with us. We even visit her on separate occasions just to spend time with her or invite her out to lunch. A few weeks ago, we all went to an adults-only casino cruise, and she was super upset that she couldn't go and kept asking why we couldn't go to a place like Family Resort where she could bring her kid. We are all heavy drinkers when we party. When we want to party, we fucking party. And that's no place to bring a six-month-old baby, no matter what we end up doing. We just want to have fun and not worry that little Billy has to have a diaper change and the music is too loud or vulgar. She got upset that a few of us went to a new bar they opened up in downtown district after work, and she couldn't make it because of the baby. We did invite her in case she could spare a few hours, but that didn't happen. She even said that we were purposely excluding her. To that, I simply replied, "I'm sorry you're feeling that way, but we're a bunch of single 20-something-year-old people working 10 hours a day, 40 to 70 hours a week, and wanted to have a drink or two. We didn't choose to have a kid with you, therefore we don't have to always worry about accommodating you. You had a baby, life changed for you. I have no issues making more time for you, but I'm not going to stop going to some of my favourite places with some of my favourite people whenever I want to, and can, and because you have other responsibilities now." And she got very, very angry and hung up on me. So I want to know, am I the asshole for not always accommodating with my friend? You know, it's one of those posts that's pretty much validation because you know what the answer is. You've accommodated this person way, probably way more than you should have, to be fair. And they've just got used to this and now they're taking advantage of it in some ways. And there was one tiny little thing that jumped out to me and that may be wrong in this post. And I don't know if I'm wrong or right, but it sort of did rub me a little bit the wrong way when I read it. Is when you was talking about the baby shower. Yes, you was very, very nice to set up this baby shower for her not to lift a finger and all of this good stuff. I think that's absolutely wonderful. But then you said afterwards, your friends all wanted to take you out, you know, to treat you for all the hard work you did. And it may not be this way, but you know what I'm like with vivid images in my head. I sort of picture this, you know, she stood in the doorway with the baby and you're like, "See ya, drinking time. This is where the party begins. See ya." And her just like, "Ah, shit." And I'm not saying, you know, she'd be right to be pissed off at you or anything like that. Maybe a bit down because of it. But hey, that was the only thing that jumped out to me. Otherwise, absolutely not the arsehole in the slightest. I think you've been more than accommodating in this story from what you've said. In a blunt way, the child is not your responsibility, but you've been more than accommodating during her pregnancy and everything like that. And you even said, you know, you will try to get more time for her. Although, I'm not sure if this will just keep enabling that behaviour, but hey. Let's cover a couple of these comments to see what they say. Becca Lol says, "Not the arsehole. She had the kid, and having kids comes with adult responsibilities and giving up the party life in this stage of a child's life. You said you have all been accommodating and do invite her to child-friendly things, which is a compromise. It's not fair or reasonable for you all to drop your fun time plans because she became a parent." Opinionated Jar says, "Jesus Christ. If she wants to go that badly, she can get a fucking sitter. I'm a mum to a three-year-old, and I would never behave like this. Being a mum means you can't go to absolutely everything, and also means that you can't force your friends to stop having fun because you had a kid. That's ridiculous. Not the arsehole." Narco Chonky says, "Not the arsehole. It sounds like you're doing your reasonable best to make her feel like you still care about and want to hang out with her. Her expecting you to only ever do things that she can bring her baby to is selfish and unrealistic. She chose to have a baby. She doesn't get to expect you or your friends to change your entire lives, hobbies, and interests to fit her choice." Manny says, "When she only hangs out with the parents of the children in her kids' class, etc., and stops inviting you because you don't have children, I suggest you remind her that you, and quotes, deserve to hang out with your friend too." Then goes on to say, "Not the arsehole. You are simply entering a new phase of your relationship, and that's life." Twitchy Digit says, "Absolutely not the arsehole for 99% of this. However, just with regards to the baby shower, I could understand her being a little bit upset about that. It would feel like everyone came over for the shower and once it was done, it was like, now that the unpleasantness is done, we get to go out for a real fun. You can't come, see ya. On that one very specific occasion. If there was fun to be had after the main baby shower wrapped up, hanging out with her would have been a cool thing to do. But other than that, I agree with the others. Sounds like you're accommodating where you can be. But she just has to realise her life changed, whereas your lives have not, and there's nothing for you to feel guilty about. To which OP replies saying, I wish I could have clarified more on the baby shower part, but we wanted to stay and hang out at her house after that, but she was complaining all day about being tired, so it would have been pretty rude of us to stay. And the bar idea was just last minute because we wanted to get her rest. She was 8 months pregnant, we understood. It wasn't anything planned previously. Lol, she holds it over our heads all the time. To which Twitchy replies again saying, well, in that case, you're 100% not the arsehole. She's just going through some growing pains, with her life changing due to the baby. She might end up having to find some other friends who also have kids, in addition to your gang. Although you are definitely not the arsehole. It's a hard thing for a young mum to go through. I'm 53 and this sort of sadness and difficulty adjusting to the new life for young mums was the same way back when. Now, what do you guys make of this one? I think it's a pretty straightforward one, but you may have a different take on the matter. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the channel, your love, support and time, your memberships absolutely blow me away every single day, and I can never express how truly grateful I am. I know I say it after every video, but you know what my mum says. She says, if you're thankful, you gotta let them know. And I gotta tell you every time. So thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. A, B, C.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.